We are on Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Shnayim Mantinim Ze Lo Ze Bekaor. Shloisha Ein Mantinim. This Inyan of Mantinim is speaking about, you have two people sitting together, and they're both eating from one plate. So Mihilchis Derech Eretz, if for some reason one has stopped eating, he's drinking something now, or he's doing something else. So Mihilchis Derech Eretz, the other one should also stop eating. What's the Derech Eretz involved? So the Goyim says, Laman lo yoichol hu hakoil lo yishoer avu hamapsi. We have to understand there's one plate that they're both sharing. So when they're eating together, he takes a bite and he takes a bite. So talk upon him, he'll get more or less an equal share. But when one stopped eating, he's drinking, he might choke on his water, he'll see yet an empty chazay field. So talk upon him, hilchis derech eretz, he stops shnayim mamtinim ze lo ze bika'or. They're eating from the same ka'or, shloisha. But if there are three, and one decided to stop, so the two are not mechuyev to stop because of this one, just like we had by Zimun, two rabbim are not mechuyev to be mafsik for a yotit. Haboitzeya hu poishit yodoi tchilo. Vimbo lachloik koved l'raboi, elamishe godol heimenu hoshus biyodoi. Now, on this halacha, habeitzei upoishit yodai tchile, there are three perushim. The Rambam, the Ketz of Mishnah says that the Rambam learned, and the Meiri also learned this way. This is mamish, the halacha that we had learned before, that also litoim koidem habeitzeya. That means the one who made the brochen was mighty the oilam, he should be toyim first. So the Rambam learns that means habeitzeu poishit yodei tchila to eat, and then the others are permitted to eat. There's a second pshat we had in Tosfos that this is speaking about, upoishit yodei is speaking about the tibul of the pas. The preparation before the achila to be matin, the prusas habetzia, he should stick in his hand first, and then the others may do this. L'chayre, according to these two pshatim, the halacha is that since he was the mevorech, so al tekoved abroche, he should first either eat from the betziya before someone else, or this is the hachone for the achile, according to Tosfos, it's the tibul of the prusas habetziya, he also gets it first. And this is the covet of the broche. He was the mevorech, so this is the covet for the mevorech. Stamazai, it's not his own covet. That means it's nothing personal. It's the covet of the broche and the mevorech who made the broche. Therefore, that he should eat b'tayim first, be metabol first. So it's saying a chiddush. V'imbo lachlech kovei l'raboi elamisha godol heimenu oshus b'yodai. But then it's very mistavel to say that this is Davke Raboi. So now we are weighing Kovid. This is Kovid Amevore. This is Kovid Atayre. So the Baraisa says, in Bo Lach, like Kovid Le Raboi, Le Misha God Le Meno, Ol Shus Biyod. There is a third pshat in this halacha, and Taisavis brings down this third pshat, that Habeitzeya who poishit yodai tchile is speaking about poishit yodai bika'or. That means, since he was beitzeya in the past, so now when it comes to the tefailing the kugel, the tefailing the vegetables, he gets the first opportunity to take first. Now what, so this al kolchoch is not a haloche, it's not a kovod abroche, we're up to the vegetables now. So the Levush in Simon Kufsam of Zion says, Kivin shenosna loy kovid liftsoya, they gave him this kovid, yechabduhu gam bozeh. So they should be mechabedim, that means, So this is lachayra, this is already a personal kavod already. That means you were mechaber than this, so continue. I'm just wondering if, according to this pshat, if he could be mevater on this kavod, and not only if it's a, it's rabbi of the gadol memenu b'chochma, this is like a schus that he has, since they gave him this kavod, so, like we heard, the mevorech al yayin and mevorech al mugma. It's a schus that he gets, so could be one, he could, if he wants to be mevater on this schus, could be mevater on this schus. Be'etzim, the Davke Moshe and Simon Kuv Samach Zayin brings a machloikis on Rishonim if it's Davke Godel or not. But I'm just wondering, L'chayre, if it should be Toli, one could make a chilik in these three pshatim. If it's a personal din kovet or it's the kovet habrochen bal. Rabbe bar balchone hava osik lei levrei bei Rav Shmuel bar Rav Ketine. Rabbi Babochana was marrying off his son to the daughter of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Ketine. Kodim v'yosi v'komasna lei lebrei eina beitzeya rashoi l'tzoya tzich lo'omen mipi ho'ine. So he started teaching him halacha, which is aimed al ha'perik. As Rashi brings down, the chosan is rogel l'tzoya. So he wanted to teach him Hilchas Betzias HaPas. So before the Chasna, he sat down to teach him Hilchas Betzias HaPas. And one of the halachas is that he is not permitted to be Beitzei of the Pas till Atsheyich La'omein Mipi Ha'oinen. Let us see Rashi. Ekodim Rabbe Babachona Leishev Al HaShulchan V'lishnois Livnoi Hilchas Sude. He taught him Hilchas Sude. Lefisha achosn rogel levtzoya, voya melamdoi heich yeyosa, heich yasa, what he should do. So what did he teach him? Ain, that he's not permitted levtzoya, lifrois haprusa minapas, to break off the prusa from the past, at she yichle omein mipi ha'oinim. Omein acha mipi ha'oinim, omein acha bichas amoiti. He should not be boitzeya till the land, he said hamoitzi, and then they answer amen, and then he should first be boitzeya. Why? What's the inyan? So Rashi says amoyre de kolomdes, ta'af anias amen min abroche. That means the gemar of the broche, the shleimus of the broche is with anias amen. Vamrina beperikait av mevolchen. Tzorich shetichle broche koidem betziye. The halacha is that he has to end the bracha before the betziye. So the gemar of the bracha is not with the word ha'aretz. The gemar of the bracha is with the amen. So therefore he told them you should wait to be betziya till he answers amen. The goyin brings down a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that those who answer Amen should be mechaven to be moitzi, the mevorech, and the mevorech should be mechaven to be yoitza with their Amen. So we see the Amen is an intricate part of the broche. So memela, the broche is a nigma till they answer Amen. There's a moira de kemaise, which is kedai to tell over me in yone, the yone. It was a maise that happened with Rab Chaim Volozhiner. Rab Chaim Volozhiner was was mahadar that he would not make a broche if there wouldn't be someone that answered Omen on the broche. He would not make a broche. So if someone that answered Omen, then he would make the broche. Like this, he avoided making the broche. Well, maise, once it was late at night, and very late at night, and he was learning, and he was very thirsty. But there was no one around. So Mamish was a shreklich and a soyin. What she should drink. He has to make a broche. No one around. So, but it was very difficult. It was learning without drinking. All of a sudden, someone knocks on the door. A bocha from the yeshiva. And a shulduk said that he came so late. He said, no, I'm so happy you came. And he told him, takel. And he said, yes, the mashail and the gemara. And he answered him, and bocha Hashem, he made the broche, the shahakal, the baron of poshis. The next day he comes over to the Bacha of the yeshiva and says, again, I want to thank you. You don't know what how you are mahanami. And the Bacha looks at him like, what are you thanking me for? For coming over last night. Coming when? Who came over? What came over? The Bacha didn't know about anything. So then Rav Chaim Volozhiner chapshat in the Maisa. It wasn't the Bacha, it was Eliyahu HaNavi that came. But since Eliyahu HaNavi made himself look like this Bacha, so Maisa is a very choshev Bacha, and he was mechabed him if it was Zoya Altra. That's the story. About Kaponim, zet me doch the meiridik echshidis of a Bracha with Anias Omein that was said afterwards. So he told him, "Ache yichla omein mipi ha'oinim." So the mashmois haloshin is that all the oinim have to answer omein. Then you start making the betziah. Rav Chisda omar mipi roiv ha'oinim. Not necessary that they all should answer roiv ha'oinim. Omale rami bachomer maishna rubet. Why do you have to wait for roiv ha'oinim? The akati lekal yebrochi. You see from the Gemara this lomdus, because the bracha didn't end yet. Omen is part of the bracha, so the meila, so the bracha didn't end. So miyutenami lekal yebrochi. So if there's still others which are saying omen, they're marich ba'omen. So the meila, so it also didn't end the bracha. Amalei shani yaima kala ina omen yaisa midai. Some who's a person who's marich yaisa midai einay ela toye. That omein is not a choshev omein. You don't have to wait for this omein. The pashat of pshat is, Tosfos says later, l'fi shen kriyas ha-teve kimashmo k'shum marich yoser midai. We'll see the Tosfos later, that Tosfos says, v'kel, if a person is marich in the omein, so it doesn't sound too much like an omein. That's pashat of pshat. There's a meiridik in marsho, which is really difficult to believe. The Marsha says, so the Marsha says as follows. The Gemara will say later, Kala Oina Omein is Marichin Zoy Yama Ushnoisa. A person is Zoycha Tarichas Yamin. So a person thinks like that. He says, Omein, Marichin Yama Ushnoisa, so be Marich with the Yamin. So that's Mamish life insurance. So he's Zicha, that'll get a double, a greater Arichas Yama Ushnoisa. But the Marsha and Machta Tois, because living too long is also no good. Because it's the Marsha. A person I'm all about Achnimis from their world. Is the Mele, Yaisel me die, so I did a Riches Yomim Vishonim, Abu Yaisel me die, this is Mishkein Broche, Eine Ele Toye. That's what the Marsha says, Pshat. Tono Rabona, Ein Oinin Loi Omein Chatufe. One is not permitted to answer an omein chatufe. Now what is the translation of an omein chatufe? There's a machloikus ha-poiskin. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, chatufa shekoirin es ha'alef b'chata v'loi b'pata. By the comet. That means he says it, he doesn't pronounce the comet, he says it like a shvo. Amen. V'oimer amen v'tzorech loimer omein. That's how Rashi says. He didn't pronounce it correctly. The Rashbat brings down a pshat that imein is a mashmois, I don't believe. That's, he wants to say, because later we'll see a shekel of ha'inish in the omein chatufet. There's another pshat that Rishonim say, omein chatufet, which later Asach people are not aware of. That omein chatufet means that one does not wait till the gemar of the broche before he answers Amen. That means that the Mavarich is still in the middle of the Bracha, and this later happens very often by Shalosh Rigolim and Yamim Naroim, when you have a good Baal Tfila, that's a good Menagin, he says Shalom, and they want to harmonize with the Shah, so they say the O, and he says the Shah, and it sounds beautiful, but Lemaise, it's an Amen Chatufe, which is far from beautiful. That means one has to wait till the bracha is completely ended before one answers omein. The loy omein ketufe. What is an omein ketufe? So Rashi says, shemechasa kriyas hanun. She'enay mitziya bepeh shetaheini keres. So he was kaitev a syllable, one of the nun he was kaitev. He had to raise the nun. Other say pshat ketufe means that he hacked of the Amen. That means there was a main. So there was no connection between the first half and the second half. That's an Amen Ketubah. V'lai Amen Yisayma. One should not answer an Amen Yisayma. So let us see what Rashi says on this. Yisayma, so Rashi says, Shloishama HaBroche. He did not hear the broche that he's answering Amen. Elo Sheshama She'ainin Amen. So that is called a Yisayma because there's no connection to the, what he's saying to a broche because he doesn't know on what he's being mamim. That's called a Yosef. Rashi yes tzakashe v'hod amrinon v'hacholu she'belach zandri yeshal mitzrayim o yemenifem besudrim k'shegiye eis lanois omeh. In Alexandria there was a tremendous shul that it was impossible for the shots to daven so loud that everyone should hear. So there were people with sudrim, with flags, that when the shots ended the broche, they were mainly the flags and the oilam said omen. Alme, loishami, they didn't hear the ka'anu. So memeila, why isn't that called an omen yisayim? So Rashi answers, Hanu meidi yodi shehem oinim ach abroche. They knew they were saying omen an abroche. Bal eiz abroche heim oinim. They knew they were saying an abroche and they were aware which broche they were up to. Elish lo yoyu shayim es hakel. There the problem was they didn't hear the chazan. So that is not a problem. As long as one knows on which broche he's answering omen, so that is not called yisayim already. Not a halacha in hearing the broche. It's halacha as one should be aware on what, which broche is answering Amen. That's Rashi said. Let us see Taisvis. Amen Yisayma She'ein She'meya HaBroche Niti HaMavorech Ba'oime Acha Acherim She'shamu Amen. Others heard the broche, they're answering Amen, so he also says it. Tema. So Taisvis asks Sakasha, Damrinem Besuke, Alazandri shall mitzrayim, shoyu shom kol godu, vohoyu yechoylem kulam lishmoyem ipi amadorit, vohoyu minifim besudrim, so they waved the sudrim, kidei she yeiduch simis abroches v'yanu amen. Taisus Rashi's kashin, Taisus answers Rashi says, v'shloim v'shoyu yoidim be'eze brocha chazanoyim. Omnum v'hoyu shoymim oisay, avalocha mayri sheinem yoidim klal heichan achazanoyim idem espal, they don't know where he's up to. Ube'eze brocha huaymet. The careful haloshin, I can't figure out what Taisus is saying, a double thing. They don't know where the chazan is aimed in his power. They don't know be'eze brocha huaymet. They don't know he's aimed in his power, so that's repetitious. I don't know what Taisus wants to be meiser. Aloina acha acherim, v'loi shmiye, v'loi yediyah. This is how Taisus fa'emphos the Gemara. The Rif, the Rabbeinu Yonah bring down another pshat, that this whole halacha of a omen yisayme, that one has to know of the broche, is speaking about Davke when Reuven wants to be Meitzi Shimon, or the Shat wants to be Meitzi Shimon, so then Shimon has to know and hear the broche in order to be Yoitze. Now Alexandria, since they were speaking, they were Yoitze ready with the Tzvila Shebalachas, so they were not Yoitze with the Brocha from the Shat. If you're not Yoitze with the Brocha from the Shat, then there's no Yisr of Amen Yisayim. The whole Yisr is that if he wants to be Meitze you with the Brocha, then you have to know which Brocha is being Meitze you. That is the Shittas, the Arif. The Rishonim bring down that, the Rashbat brings down, that the Raivet asks if you're going to be Yaitse with the Brocha, you have to hear the whole Brocha Stamazayim. And the Raivet says that's not true by a Shat. One could be Yaitse Afilu, he didn't hear the whole Brocha. No, the problem is he has to know what Brocha he's saying it. So there there's a Chesaron of Amen Yisayim. Others learn Shat Omen Yisayme that there's a hefsik, there's a time span between the end of the broche, it's la'ache kedei dibur, three tevis, four tevis, one answers Omen, so there is a hefsik between the Anias HaOmen and the Gemar HaBroche, and that makes it an Omen Yisayme. V'lo Yizraik Brocha Mipit. Now, the Baraisa speaks about the oif and how a brocha should be said.
So Rashi says, "Lo yizroik brocha mipi b'mehirais shedayma olav kemasa." It seems the whole brocha is an oil. Ela shechay kavulai. He has to say it. He says it. That's why he says it b'mehirais. That is a besundere isa, the oif and how a brocha should be said. There is another pshat. The Ritva brings another pshat, lo yizroik brocha mipiv. And this halacha also, neither some people are not aware of. That means as follows, that if a person is saying a few brochas, and he's finishing one, he should not start the second brocha till the oilam answered amen on the first brocha. That means if someone is a shatz, he's in a hurry, there's a big problem, but he shouldn't run through the Shemayna Esrei, that he should start already the Atagibah before the Oilam had a chance to answer Omein and Mogin Avram. That's a second shot that the Ritva says. A third shot the Ritva says, a very interesting shot, that shot is davening Shemayna Esrei, the speed of the Chesimeh should not be equivalent to the speed of the Emtsoi Sabroche. That means the Feinu Hashem Nevovet, Baruch Ata Hashem Reifei Chayli Amei Yisro. He should slow down by the Chesimeh, by the Gemah Broche, to show that the Chesimeh should be said a little slower. The Rabbeinu Yoneh brings down two very interesting pshatim. First one, we have to understand what the Chiddush is. The second one is Goren Tassant. Rabbeinu Yoneh says as follows. V'lo yizroik brocha mipiv, this is on Daf Lamedei Amud Aleph, Kedafei Yari. Klayma, acher shehispalo, v'niftar mehachiyut, he davened already, he was yaitzei Shemayna Esrei. Kshachazen choyzer atfileh, Ein loy marim achazn chsimes habroche. He should not say with the chazn chsimes habroche. That means he's repeating the broche again. The chazn is saying it, so he asak mit the chazn. Bahavlo broche levatole. That's the first pshat in the Rabbeinu Yoneh. So we have to understand what is the chiddush. What is the chiddush mean? That's the essence of the chiddush. Inami. Then he says another pshat. Kigoyin sheloi niftar adayin mechiyur habroch. We're speaking about a person who is yaitze from a shatz, and he wasn't yaitze with the chiyur habroch. V'roitze achshav lifter atzmoi. Banias omein. Yeah, he wants to, the shatz is making a broch, and he wants to patter himself. Sorry. Shabisho sheyigia hachazn l'chsimes habroche. So the chazn is saying a broche, and he's going to answer amen on the broche, and he's going to be able to birchas hashatz. So he has to be careful when the chashatz comes to the chsime, shelo yaskir oiso imo. He shouldn't say the chsime together with the shatz. Sheim yoimar habroche im hachazn, if we'll say the chsime with the chazn, V'yoyimar omein, acher sheyisayim oisei achazen, havolei ka'ina omein, acher bilchoiso. Now this is a very interesting Rabbeinu Yoneh. Rabbeinu Yoneh is telling a very interesting story. It seems that this person wants to be yaitze with the broch of the shat. The shat says refoeinu, and he listens to the shat attentively. When it comes to Baruch Ata Hashem Reifei Chayli Amei Yisro, he wants to say the broch also. So it seems from the Rabbeinu Yoneh, zechnish gefella. That's also no problem. So you say the broche. But what is the problem? You're going to say amen after the broche. So since part of the chsim of the broche you said, so there's a new problem of oina amen acher b'chayso. But Al Kaponim, the stipler brings down, we spoke about a few days ago, a shaila, if one could be yoitza half a broche with shemeya ka'ine, and the other half he could be yoitza by saying it himself, so the stipler brings down, from this Rabbeinu Yoneh, you see, one can do it. The first half of the bracha will be with Shemei Koine, the Chesimeh will be him saying it himself. And the whole problem is, it's Eina Omein Acher Bechaisa. Let us go further. Men Azai Oime, Kol Ha'Oine Omein Yisayma Yiyu Bonov Yisayma. The Ben Yehuda wants to say, Bonov Yisaymin, because later it says, Yishat for Yomov, Yishat for Yishnaisov, and here it says, Bonov Yisaymin. So he says, what does it mean, Bonov Yisaymin? If it means Bonov Yisaymin, that he's going to die 100 and something, so that's, I mean, that happens by the best of people. So that's not an Einish. It means that Rahman and Islam will die young, so that's the other Lashonish, Yishat for Yomov, Yishat for Yomov. So the Ben Yehuda wants to say, Bon of Yisaymin will mean, will be Yisaymin Bechaye Oviv, that he will not be able to be Mefarnes then. That means that he won't be able to help them out, so they're Bon of Yisaymin. Chatufe, one says, Anomen Chatufe, Yishatfu Yomov. Chatufe, Yishatfu Yomov, Ushnoisov. The Rit is Geir Ushnoisov. Chol Hamarich Ba'omein, Marichen loy Yomov Ushnoisa. Then Yehuda's Medayik that there are two in Yonim, there's the Inyan of Aricha Shonim, and there's the Inyan of Arichas Yomim. That, I once heard they said over from the Ponavijerov, that the Ponavijerov was Ma'ira when we, by Birchas HaChoydesh, we say, Choydesh Azer Chayim Aruchim. Chayim, we're asking for HaChoydesh, and we're speaking about Chayim Aruchim. So L'chayre, if everything is condensed in the Chodesh, what's the Chayim Aruchim in the Chodesh? But Al Kaponim is that one has a full day, a complete day, an accomplished day, that's called a Yom Aruch. So Al Kaponim, Marichin lo Yomov, Ushnoisov, Yomov means in Eichus, and Shnoisov means in Kamos. So Ben Yehuda says, the Cheshbin, we have to understand, but Al Kaponim, he says that the Gematria of Omein is 91, that is the gematria of the Shem Havai and the Shem Adnus. So one is connected, the two brachas over here of Arichas Yomim and Shonim, is one is connected the Shem Havai and one is connected the Shem Adnus. Rav Shmuel Avi Yosvi Besudosa. Also Rav Simi Barchie, Havi Kamasare Ve'ochel. They were eating, or it seems they were finished eating, and Rav Simi Bar Chiya came, and he started to eat very quickly, to chaparayim, to bench, to be mezamen with them. Omar le'rav ma daita. What do you want to accomplish now? Why are you hurrying so much? It's the rufi ba'adon. You want to be mitzvah with us to make a zimun. We finished eating already. You started when we finished, so there's nothing but to worry about. Ask langsam and gesundheit, we can't have a zimun side to side. Amalei Shmuel, so Shmuel said, ilu maisi li al dilayo. If they would bring me al dilayo, see, I'm a chlekes of Hashemim what this is. The geislayo la'abit, and they would bring you geislayo. Mi lo yachlina, we would have eaten. So the mele, so that means if they're still Yesh mokim bekeres, that we're not full yet, and if something tempting would have been brought to us, we would continue eating. So Mamewit is considered we're still in the middle of eating, so even though Lamai said they didn't bring Gabal Kaponim, he could become Mitzurif to us. Zot Rashi. Kovikomisare va'ochil, memaher lechil, kidei leitzare lezimun, lezimun olo. And that was his kavanah. So they told him, Achil Nalom, Gom Rolom Sudaseinu Kaidem Sheboso, Yato Mechaiveinu Oid Bezimun, you can't be Mechaiv us with Zimun. So Rosh Yosef says, a good vote over here, because the Emerson, Rav Hold Shnayim Shezimnu Tukabi Mezamen. That's what we hear in the beginning of Shloish Shachlo. So what was your whole kavanah to make a chiyu? Harishusa is already without you. You want to make a chiv, you can't create a chiv because we finished eating already. Ilu Maisa, so Shmuel told Rav, Ilu Maisa li al dilaya, because laya labe, So Rashi says, for each one said the things what they enjoyed eating. Shmuel, Chavivin, Alov, Albilaya, Bekinua, Sude, Behen, Kimeyim, Apatriyois. He liked mushrooms. The Rava, Yechavivin, Geisloi. The Rabbeinu Yoinis says, and the Ritva I think also says, very interesting, that Albilaya was a Sabin, and Shmuel was a Reife. So he liked to eat health foods after the Sude. Like Geisloi. That's the Albilaya. So, Olav Yechaviv and Geisles, Shmuel Hayekayre Lerav Abba Lechvaydah. Another Hashem would say his name was Rav Abba. Mila Yechlima, Ilkach, Leigamra, Suda Osa, Umitzare. Therefore, the Suda as yet did not end, so Mameli could become the Tzur. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Talmide de Rav have Yosri de Sudot. All Ravachi. So Ravachi came. Omri, also Gavra Rabbe, the Mavoichlo. Became in now a Gavra Rabbe, that he'll be the Mizaman. Omalohu, Misav Risu, the Godu Mavore. You think you're Mechabed, Hake, he's a Gavra Rabbe, he's the Godu. Oba Ike Shebesude Mavore. The one who ate by the beginning of the Sude, he's the one that's Mavore. The Hilchasid Allah is not like that. Godel Mevorech, Afol Gavda, Osu Lepsoi. Rashi, Ike Shebesude, Echad Mo'isen Shehoyu Betchilas HaSeide, he's the one that you mechabed with the Bichas HaZim. Taisves, Kol HaMarech Ba'omim Marichin Lo Yomo V'Shnoisod, U'Bavad Shlo Yarech Yoysa Midai. The time of the Ishan Kriyas HaTeva Ke Mashmog Shumadis Yoyis Midai, one loses the Mashmois of the Teva. U Maskone de Milse Dein HaBeitzeya Roshoi Lepsoya Atiyich Lo Omein Nipiroi Fo Oine. This is the Maskone of Abiyem de Milse Chreis Nishklo, what Teisus wants to say over here. This is Kol Amar Bo Omein. This is the Maskone of I really don't understand what people want to tell us over here. Iwu maisili al dilayo, mashma de chayn alohe, de rav nami loy poli. Avali oma, havalon en revore, she sichu data mi lechol en shlishi mitzaret imoim. Grade meiri brings a machlekes of ishainim, this machol of al diloy vigizlai, there's a machlekes of ishainim, if this machol de derach ishulosu was al yedei pas, or shaloy al yedei pas. Other ishainim learn that this is only considered that the Suda was not ended because if this machel would be brought, it would be mamshech achilas hapas. But a machel that one eats without pas, forget about it, he can't become a tzura. And others learn, no, that since this is a chelik of the Suda, even though it is eaten without pas, it is still considered there on the middle of the Suda, and the one who comes can become a tzura. Ochal demai. We hear in the Mishnah, that if one of the three ate demai, so it's mitzurah. So the Gemara asked, "Holei chazilei?" Not chazi. It's not the one is not permitted to eat demai. A person buys demai through from a ma'oret. One is mechuyev to be matresh ma'isres, umis ma'isa. So it's like chazilei. The Gemara answers, "Kiven the boy mafkelun lenichsei v'hava oni v'chazile." He wanted to, he could be mafkel as nechosim, and he'd be an oni v'chazile. It's not machilin, and how do we know that an oni is permitted to eat the mai? It's not we learned machilin as aniim the mai, ve'es asanoi the mai. Aniim are permitted to eat the mai. Omar Avune, Tane Beishame Oimrim, Ein Machilin Es Aniyim Ve'es Achsanoi Demai. Let us first see Rashi, then we'll go back to the Gemara. Hole Chozilei, Vahavilo Bilchas Zimun Habo Ba'aveir. Again, we had spoken out on the Mishnah, there's a Machlekes, the Rambam, the Raivet. If the Mishnah is speaking about the halacha of one is not permitted to make a bracha on achilas yisur, that's the shittas of Rambam, and the Kesef Mishnah says Rashi also holds like the Rambam that one is not permitted to make a bracha on achilas yisur. The Raidat learns it's only halacha in the tziruf of Zimun, that a person who eats a machol shalisa doesn't become mitzurif for the other two, it's not considered a kviyas. So it's only a din in Zimun, but the Rambam holds it, the Raidat holds, and Taisus also seems to hold like that, and Achilas is a chiyav bracha, but there's no din tziruf for Zimun. Holei chozilei, Rashi says, holei chozilei, v'havala bircha Zimun hakol ba'avere. The broche that came about through an aveira, from the mele, one does not make such a broche. Receive by tzei aveira liyet Hashem. The omar ma, harei she gozal so shel chitim tochna v'ofo o bochole, ein ze mevorech elo menayit. The kerta is not a broche, it is a niyut. So Rashi brings a posik by tzei aveira liyet Hashem. Lulei de mistafine, I would perhaps say that Rashi is telling us by demai there is a double problem. Demai l'chayr is a tevel de rabon. So in tevel there are two inyonim. Inyon number one, there's an achilas issa. Tevel is osra ba'achila. And that could be, that was the first half of Rashi. V'avloi birchas zimun habor ba'aveire. That means an achilas aveire is mechayev the broche, a broche that originates to an aveire, that's like a mitzvah bob aveire, a broche bob aveire, there's no such broche, a broche cannot originate to an aveire. In Tevel, there's another chesorim, we'll see in Taisvis, there's a din gezel, because by the mai, the halacha is that the tumes meiser, one has to be mafrish and give to the kohen. The meiser will have to keep for himself. Mafrishay, but the tumes meiser is to give to the kohen. So it could be there is a gezel also involved. So Rashi says, there's another chesaron. Beitzeya beirech niyitz Hashem. That means this is an achile shel haboye de gezel. So the beitzeya beirech niyitz Hashem. So there's an aveir and there's gezel. Could be that's what Rashi means to say. Demai, chitim alakuchim me'am ha'oret, sofik isron, sofik lo yisron. Achsanoi, so the din is, we were machilin, achsanoi, chel shamelach, shamatul abnehir, lezoinon, beshubam imokamtoi, vareyem ka'aniyim, lefi shehen shaloi ben kaim. Machilin es aniyim, achsanoi, they're also considered aniyim, with shaloi ben kaim. Machilin es aniyim demai, the roiv ame ha'oret, ma'asreme. So Rashi says, Rashi says that Reiv Amoretz, why is an oni permitted to eat the mai? I mean, an oni is the hechet to eat. So Rashi says the Reiv Amoretz ma'asim. Really, there's no true suffix. The chumre de rabbonon ba'almo. The whole inyan is a chumre de rabbon. So lulei de mistafina would say as follows: that the emison, as we mentioned before, there are two problems over here. There's a problem. It is a broche that came about through an aveira. So Rashi is telling us over here, this is not an aveira. Achilas demai is not an aveira. The whole thing is a chumre. It's not an aveira. So if it's a chumre, so the mail is, that's not called a mitzvah bo ba'aveira. Me'ikar adin, one could be saying machan roi. But there's another problem. There's a problem of perhaps the gezel dikadin. Both if there are schusim, to the Kohen is chusim, so could be fault is a din beitzeya beirech niyetz Hashem. And that the Gemara says epis alumdus over here. We have to understand the Gemara. The Gemara says, even the boy mafkil mohu nichse v'havi oni v'chozilei. The Gemara mentions a alumdus over here, that it is possible he could be, if he would be mafkil his nechosim, it would be chozilei. It's a new svara. That means he has a potential to make it chazilei. So hashtanami chazilei. This is a new svara. So it could be, this is a mechudish tikkis svara. So it could be this svara is to take off the gezel the kechasorim. It's not considered by tzeya beirech because since it's the yodai to make that there shouldn't be any gezel. So it could be that the boy ma'afkel unifse takes off the gezel the kechasorim. To take off the Isser Dike Chesorin could be, what's it, the boy Mapkel on his fault also. I mean, what he could have done. So So Mamela, it could be that that's why you need the longest. It's a chumre baume. Al tisr, it's a chumre baume. Al the gezel de kedim. Al the gezel de kedim, that's the longest. So you boy maftel and nitse vava oni vechozile. Could be this is pshat according to Rashi. I saw that, the Binyan Mocha, he wants to say Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is very mechudishtik. The Gemara says, Kivin the boy, I mean, what's Pshat in the Gemara? Kivin the boy, and once it's Amabaran, the Chayin of Rocha also, he was Moira on this Gemara. The Gemara is very schwer. Kivin the boy, Mapalo Nichsev, Ava Oni, Vechozilei. If he would be Mapkiz Mechosim, it would be Chozilei. The Gemara Msochim says, Hashtanami Chozilei. What does the Gemara mean to say? So, the Baran wanted to say that the emison, the halacha of mitzvah habo ba'aveire is not the chesaron in the gavre, the chesaron is in the chefze. That means the chesaron is not that I'm doing an aveire b'shas atiyas ha-mitzvah, or the mitzvah is coming about through an aveire. A chefetz, which brings with itself an aveire, that chefetz is that chayfetz is possible a mitzvah, or that chayfetz is mufke to be mechayev a mitzvah. It is not a din in the gavre, it's a din in the chayfetz. Therefore, for example, just a bissel to the herem what we're saying, there's a meiradike Yerushalmi. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, that the halacha is, if a person will be kaireya al meisoi, on a beged hagozel, that's a mitzvah bo baveire. That's not kind mitzvah skriya. Hakereya al meisoi b'shabes, there's no chesaron on mitzvah bo baveire. So there the achrayim say that is the chilek. I is the machalo shabes. The psul of mitzvah bo baveire is that din in the chayfet, that this chayfet, a chayfet, that in order for you to do a mitzvah, you have to be able to veire with this chayfet is posel the mitzvah. So, chayvet ha-gozel, that chayvet is possible a mitzvah, it's gozel. Ma she'en kein Shabbos, Shabbos is nothing wrong with the chayvet. No, I'm doing an aveire. That is not mafkiya the mitzvah. So the Gemara wants to say as follows, that the chayvet of Dmai is not a chayvet versus mufke from mir from doing a mitzvah with it. Because the boy mafkelu l'nichsei v'avaoni v'chozilei. If I wanted to, this chayvitz, the way it is, could be chozi for me. I could be matke my nechosim. So memele, so you can't say the chayvitz is mufkif mi asiyas ha-mitzvah. With that he wants the answer, we have at the beginning of Shloisha Sha'ochlu, Taisus brings down, what if you had three people which were mudar ha-noh, one from the other? So Taisus says you can't make any zimun, because, one cannot be mitzaref with the other. So the kasha is, l'chayre, they could be shoyel on the nether. So he wants to say, we said a teretz b'shas maise, that shayle, you need three people, and hefki could be yourself. He wants to say another teretz. He wants to say, when you shoyel on the nether, so you're making upon them chadoshes. To say, ba'asher hu shom, the machel is a machel that's a yefshel itzrufe. I can eat yours and you can eat mine. So memele, so what I could change the machel, I could be shoyel on the nether, then the machel will become a machel shaleta. That what you could do is garnish of a basher who shom, this machel is a machel that's not chozi letziru. Masha'in came by dmai pshat is that the machel mitzad atzma is chozili if I'll just lose all the money. So memele, that's called chozile. There's another mahalach which the Rabbeinu Yoine and the Meiri seem to say. They seem to say that the boy mafkil and nichsei v'avoni v'chozilei together is kol shebiyodei lavke mechusa ma'isedom. So the Meiri asks Akasha by mudar hano if Reuven is mudar hano from Shimon's nechosim and Shimon is mudar hano from Reuven's nechosim. There's Levi also which is mudar hano. So l'chayre frektach the Meiri each one can be mafkil his nechosim. And if we'll be mafkir his nechosim, so there won't be any Yisr of Mudar Hano. I can never know from Reuven's nechosim. If Reuven will be mafkir, it's not Reuven's nechosim. So the Meiri says there's a difference between an Yisr of the Arayis and an Yisr of the Rabbon. That's what the Meiri answers. So it seems by an iso d'araisa, you don't say kol shem b'yodai lavke mechusa ma'isa doni. Since it's b'yodai to make a het as kilo it's done. By the ma'ira there's an iso d'rabonan, you say kol shem b'yodai lavke mechusa ma'isa doni. Let us see, Taitzvist. The Hilchah say godol mevorech, for miu ima godol noisam v'shus l'kofn l'vorech, shapra. Kvashkin d'amalei l'rav, Moshe Yodach, Rebbe told Rav, Moshe Yodach. Machilon es achsanoi d'mai, Mayri b'achsanoi Yisrael, speaking about these soldiers are Yidin, umutolam aleim l'zainam, v'hem kanin, v'hem kanin, because the Shalabim came on, v'hem Rashi says, v'davke d'mai, that v'hizamise, Inami Basanoi shall know it. It could be that Sanoim are goy. Shehitel aleim amelach. So lechayrev, the goyim, so what's the chiddish? Machilin as a aniyim demai. Mikol mokeim, dafke demai. Avo tevel loy. But tevel, one is not allowed to give to goyish soldiers. In kein perei achayvay mimamayne shall koin. Lechayrev, this means it's mishtar shilei. I mean, since he has to go and support the soldiers, he sins in the demai. There's mamayne shel koyin. That means the trumas maisa which one has to give, trumas maisa which one has to give to the koyin. So it's considered peirei achayvay mi mamayne shel koyin. So therefore, it would be also to give tevel to a goyish soldier. That's what Taisvis is saying. Abul Tabul Loidim came for that even Mamayni Shokoi. In the Mai they were Mata, even though there's also Mamayni Shokoi in the Tumas Maita. Taisvis in Erevin says, so it comes out according to Taisvis that the whole Issa to give Tabul is Dafke because it's like a Gezel Ashevet, because he's Malviach Momen to the Tabul. So it come out, what would be if a Kohen would own Tevel, then a Kohen would be permitted to give his Tevel to Goyish soldiers, because there is no Perei Chayim Mamayni Shal Kohen, the Momin that's Me'uriv in the Tevel, he could take for himself. That's according to this Taisus. Taisus and Erev in that Yizayna Medvei says a different Lomdis, that Tevel is also Bahanoh. Aloch is Tevel is also Bahanoh Shal Kilui. Know that one derives from the destruction of the tevel, just like one is not permitted to give his behemoth tevel. That's hanor shel kiloi. So all hanors that a person will derive through the destruction or the eating up of the tevel, one is also to have. So therefore, tevel one is not permitted to give to goyish soldiers because he's deriving hanor from it. Therefore, only demai is mutter. Maisa rishain shenot lo trumosai. What is the halacha if he ate maisa rishain that the trumas maisa was taken? So the Gemara says pshite leitzrich elash ikdimai b'shibola. That is speaking about that the Levi came to the Yisrael and he was mafrish maisa before there was chal achiyev trumah gdoila. Rivrish men of trumas maisa and he took. That means he took a tenth. It was matris from this tenth trumas maisa, like hifresh mimenu truma gedoyla. And from this maisa, truma gedoyla was never taken. From this truma gedoyla was never taken. Uch the rababo, and the mishnah tongues are gevaldik echidish. Uch the rababo. Omar rababo, Omar reshlokish, maisa rishin shekdimoy b'shibolim. If a levi took maisa rishin, when it was yet shibolim, that means before Gemar Malocha, when there was not chal achiyuv of truma gedoyla, potom mi truma gedoyla. So on this ma'aserishin, one is amukhiv to be mafresh truma gedoyla. Shenema barimoisem mimenu truma sashem, you should be mafresh truma. Which truma? Ma'aser mina ma'aser. A tenth of ma'aser. Ma'aser mina ma'aser ma'atilo. You only have to be mafresh this truma. The light truma gedoyla truma is ma'aser mina ma'aser. So that is pshat in our Mishnah. Let us see Rashi. Shikdimoy b'shibolim. Levi kidein es hakoyin. The Levi came to the Yisrael before the Kohen. V'nato meiser b'shibolim.
Koidim shenotl koin trumigdoyle.
In reality, that koin hoyle little trumigdoyle trilla. The koin should have first taken trumigdoyle.
Echad minun,
150 years. Ve'achmone karye reishis. Ursiv melei oschav dimachaloi se'acha.
That means if there was 100 pounds, the koin should have taken 2 pounds.
And the lady should have taken 9 pounds in a tenth of a pound.
That's what should have been. Lamaise, he took 10 pounds.
So the seder should have been,
so there's 2 tenths of a pound which really belongs to the koyin.
So the Gemara asks, if we have this drasha, that the pasuk is telling us that the lady only has to give trumas meisa from his meisa, not trumas gdela from the meisa. Afilo higdimai bekri, that means even though it was dogon already, there was gmar meloche, and he took the meisa before the kohen, he should get away with trumas meisa. Amalei, alech amakro, mikoyo meisrei seichem torimu, Mikol Maestri Seichem Trimi. You have to give Trume, Mikol Maestri Seichem. All the Trumas, Trume Gdele you also have to give. Let us see Rashi. Mikol Maestri Seichem, the Pashas Lavim Ksiv, the Lavim Tedabe, Rsiva Haikra, as Kol Trumas Hashem. All Trume has to become Mufresh from Maestri. Kol Ta Trume Sheboi, Hayovim Lahafresh Nimen. So Memele, in such a case, you have to go Mimafresh Trume Gdele also. Umarois, how do you know that one pasuk is speaking this one, one pasuk is speaking about this? Ha'idgon v'hai lo'idgon. So Rashi says, Mishoshin is marech b'kri after mivuch mar meloch and nasek dogon. V'kiven v'ikri dogon, since this is called dogon, chola olav rishus kayin t'chila. So the rishus kayin was chal already on the tour that he has to be mafresh t'chumen. To see v'reish is begon cho, when it's dogon, people like. Aval b'shibolim loy idgam, but b'shibolim never was dogam lechol olav rishus koyin was not cha. Maisa sheni vehegdish shenivdu. The Mishnah said further, if maisa sheni vehegdish shenivdu, the halacha is that he's mitzuri. So the Gemara says pshite. So the Gemara says ocher b'mayeskina kedoyin shenosan esakerem. It is speaking about that he had given the kerem, but in osnes a chaimish, he was not moisef a chaimish. Kamash malon daim chaimish ma'akir. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that the chaimish is not ma'akir. I saw in Binyan Mordechai, he says a very interesting behel. The Rambam says, Ha-poide maisa sheni la'atzma. If a person is poide maisa sheni, which the halacha is, he has to be maisa v'chayim. Nosan es ha-kerem, v'loi nosan es ha-chayim. Af al pi shein ha-chayim ish ma'akev. So the Rambam says, the halacha is, the chayim ish is not ma'akev. It's podoy. V'harei nischalel, it was nischalel already, the maisa sheni. So the Rambam says, Lo yoichal ad sheyitein achayish. Aval pikein, he's not permitted to eat the maisa sheni till he gives the chaymish. Why is he not permitted to eat? He's not permitted to eat because maybe he'll forget. He has to give a chaymish and if he'll eat it, forget about it. So therefore, neither Rabbonin, he's not permitted to eat the maisa sheni till he'll be maisa v'chaymish. So the Emerson, the Mishnah is telling us a gevalde kechidish, that even though lemaise it is osel ba'achile, he's not allowed to eat it, but since in the chilul of the maise sheini, it's not ma'akiv, it says Isaac yedin, so the Rabbonin say don't eat it. It's better than the mai. The Rabbonin say you're not permitted to eat it because you might be presheya. So that isel does not create an isel achile that it's called abrocha abo ba'aveira. That is the chidish of the Mishnah.
And perhaps we could appreciate Rashi on the Mishnah. Rashi on the Mishnah says, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, B'chol hani itzach lashminon, af al gav didomu le'isr, ein kam brocha b'aveira. Rashi said it for Chiddush, even though it's similar to an isr, but there's no brocha b'aveira. So l'cheira, when you learn the Rashi, it's very schwer. There's no isr if the chaymish is not ma'akev. So Manelis, what does Rashi say? Af al gav didomu le'isr? But according to the Rambam, it's very good, because one is not permitted to eat it before one is meister the chaymish. So it's domul isser. It's also osa b'achila. But since the isser is not an isser achila, nor a double study with the rabbonon today, that he shouldn't forget to be mafrish the chaymish, so therefore, that halacha is that what? That it doesn't have a din from abroch abo b'aveh. Hashamish she'ochal kizayis. Let us see Rashi first. Maisha shayni vehegdish, imabailim poidem oisei, mesitin chaymish. Hashamish she'ochal kizayis, pshite. So what is the shamish? The shamish is also a yid. Why shouldn't he become a tzulit? So the Gemara answers, mal detayme shamish loikova, kemash melon. Loikova, Rashi says, ain loikvir. He doesn't have a kvir. Lefi she'ohi lechubo. In Lamaisa, there's a machloikis harishainim we spoke out. Machloikis batsim seems the Rosh and the Ritve. Why is, does the Shamish become Metzulet? He's not covered. So the Rosh seems to say, because that's how he eats. He has to sit, if a person who's able to sit down, so his kviyas is when you sit down. A Shamish is unable to sit down, so Mamela, that's his oif and a kviyas. So Mamela, the standing is not a shtel. That's how the Rosh learns. The Ritva says that even though he's not Kavua, but since the one he's being Mishamish is Kavua, so he's Nigra Basray. So according to the Ritva, is telling us a tremendous Chiddush, that even though in Yisod there is no Kvias Mitzad Shamish, but he's Nigra Basel the Bailam. The Binyan Mordechai wants to say an interesting vote. The Rambam does not bring down this halacha that Hashamish is Metzulis, and then Shulchan Aruch does bring down a lot. So he wants to say, it could be totally in this machloikis. That means, if you learn like the Rosh, so the Chiddush is that it's called a Kviyas. That means one shouldn't think that that's not called a Kviyas, so the Chiddush is, this is called a Kviyas. That's how he's Kveyas. So in your side there's no Chiddush. That means after you know this is not a Chiddush, so the Rambam doesn't have to bring it down. That's his kviyas. So there's nothing what to talk about. The Mishnah said it, but the Rambam, it's not Chiddush. According to the Ritva, the Emerson is not Kavua. Now there's a Chiddush that the kviyas, that it's Sagi, the kviyas of the other two Eichlin, that's a Gevaldik Chiddush. That's why the Shulchan Aruch brought it down. Vakusi mizamnim olam. One can be mizamin with a kusi. Amai, lo yehei ala am ha'oret. The sanya ain mizamnim alam oret. One should not be mizamin together with an am oret. This is speaking about a Talmud Chochem, because zimun is a tziruf, and this is not a good tziruf, a Talmud Chochem together with an am oret. So the Mishnah is speaking about Talmidei Chachamim also. Abaye Omar bekusi chova. We're speaking about a kusi. That's a Talmud Chochem. Rava Omar afilu teima bekusi am oret. Could be a kusi that in his yibiyat atay is am oret. Hoche ba am oret the rabbonon the pligi olay the rab meyer. That the yisr, the Tana holds like the rabbonon that am oret is only called a person who's not mafrish meiser, and a kusi is mafrish meiser. We'll see in a minute. The pligi olay the rab meyer askina. The sanya we learned in the barais. Eizehu am ha'oret. Who is considered am ha'oret? So Rameya says, kol she'enoi oichol chulim betare. A person who does not eat chulim betare, that is called the am ha'oret. The Ben Yehuda says, if a person doesn't eat chulim betare, he becomes very megushim. He becomes very atheistic. So the male, that's the am ha'oret. Did Rameya and the Talmud Chochem should not eat together with such a person.
V'chachomim oimrim kol shein in meiser peiroisav karoi. A person who's not miser and meiser is from a mele, so he ate food that's also,
that was megashim in.
Peiro shein in musa. From a mele, so with such a person, one should not become mitzur. Anikusoi yasuri meisri kidechozi. That they give meiser. The things that the Torah and the Torah, they're very miser. V'amamal kol mitzvah shel zikr bo kusim harbi medakdin gibo yoyser mi Yisrael. They're medakdik more than a yid. The Rishonim mask a kasha with the bekanta bereisa alekeyach yayin mi bein akusim erev Shabbos, what is matrish, the whole sugi of breire, so it seems the kusim were not miser in Meiser, so that's speaking about when they're selling to someone else. Again, with Meiva they weren't Nizer, but themselves they were Nizer. So Meile, so that's Pshat and Agamon. V'hoche ba'ma'oretz terabon. V'raise diktoni in mizamnim al-ha'oret, al-am-ha'oret, v'am-oretz terabon. The pligi olei the Rab Meir, that they disagree with Rab Meir, v'kom v'shein ha'maiser peroiser, that's called the Am-ha'oret. Hilkach, Kusim mizamnim olav basuri meiser, the kusim am yom afresh meiser. Eiza amaorev se dibru chachomim b'chol mokim, that's the next gemara. Tana rabon. Eizeu amaorev. Kol she'enoi teire krishme shachis va'alvis. He's not nizer in krishme shachis va'alvis. Zibri Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua ima kol she'enoi meiniach tfilin. Then Azay Aimer Kol Shein Leitzitzis Bebigbay. Abnosam Aimer Kol Shein Mezuzah Al Pisray. Abnosam Ba Yosef Aimer Kol Sheyesh Leibonim Ve'ein Aimer Gablom L'Talmud Teiret. Chayrim Aimer Mechul Of Korah V'Shona V'Loishimish Tamid Echachomim Arei Ze Amore. Now, there's a Meir B'Kevot from the Smichas Chachomim. The Smichas Chachomim says, the Gemara says in Pesachim, that one should not be malave amoret. You shouldn't go together with an amoret. Why? Al chayav loichos, al chaya chedem loikosh. It means a person which he doesn't care about his own life. Why? Ki hu chayecho, teire is chayim, and he's not chos al chayav, so this person one should not have any connection with. So the Meile, so the Smichas Chachamim wants to say as follows. That this Amoret, we have to make him Amoret, that he Al-Chayim Leifos. The Gemara says that Kol HaKayri Krish Meshachis Va'alvis, according to Rav Shimon Ben Yechoi, Yimekayim Boi Vagise Boi Yoyman Volaymo. So the Meile, he had an Afshoros to Yimekayim Vagise Boi Yoyman Volaymo Krish Meshachis Va'alvis. He didn't learn, but he could have said Krish Meshachis Va'alvis. He doesn't do it. That's Chayim Al-Chayim Leifos. They call it Krish Meshachis Va'alvis. Rabbi Yeshua says, Kol she'enei meiniach tfilin. Because the Gemara says, V'mantiyah teires Hashem beficha. Tfilin has aloche kol ha'meniach tfilin kilu leime teire. So he could have had the mile of teire through tfilin. Tzitzis is shkula k'neged kol ha'mitzvah so t'smichas chachomis is shkula k'neged kol ha'mitzvah so you have mitzvah talmud teire also there. So maybe he could have had the chayim that talmud teire brings. He's not nizer in tzitzis. Kol shein mezuzah al pisrei, the Gemara says, by mezuzah l'man yirbu yemeichem. So memele, that's what the Gemara is mechich, that noshim ha-mechuyi b'mezuzah, anoshim bo yichai, noshim lo bo yichai, tol koponim, if he's not nizr mezuzah, vayta ha-chayev lechot. By megadol bono, v'dovo zah tarich u'yomim, the same thing, loy, Shana nit mishamish given loishimish talmide chachamim areiza amhoret. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says areiza amhoret se dibru chachamim bechol mokim shloishimish talmide chachamim hu agmore. So Rashi all over says shimish talmide chachamim means hu agmore. That's called gemore hatluyim besvore. So that's called Shimush Talmid Chachamim. That means the Shimush, how to understand Mishnayis. So you noisnim ledivrei Mishnetam, for you mis asvin yachad v'oiskim bekach, v'hidugmes agmore shesidvru amayroi. So memele is this, if a person was not Shimush Talmid Chachamim, So he doesn't have this dog of limud atayr. He doesn't know the even atzvore how to learn tayr. That's called amol. Amar avun halachik acherim that if it's loishimish talmidei chachamim, when is that mezamen with him? Rami bar chome loy azmin olay the Rav Menashe bar tachlita. He did not want to be mezamen with Rav Menashe bar tachlita. The tonei sifra the sifri vehilchaseh. He was a gewaldike boki, but he didn't know svaris. He's an amore. So Rami Bar Chama did not want to be mezamlut. He noch navshei the Rami Bar Chama. Oh, when Rami Bar Chama was nifte young. Omar Rove loy noch navshei the Rami Bar Chama elo de loy asmen a rabenashe bar tachlita. He was nenash because he was not mazmen with him. So the Gemara says, "Vasanya chayre ma'imu mafil akora v'shonu loyshim mishlamid chama mareiza amoret." So the Bavus Amorim for Rami Bar Chama, he's an amoret. What should you do? So the Gemara says, "No, Shani Rav Menashe, v'al tachlit the masmulo rabona. He takevi bov v'sham mishlamid chacham. He did not svaret. V'Rami Bar Chama udo loydok abasra. He did not investigate too good. He assumed that he wasn't misham mishlamid chacham." But he wasn't mishamish from the Chacham. Lishna achine, the shama shmaitze mepumayu the rabbonon, the goros lu kitzu the merabbonon domen. Seems he could say over a shir, so even though he could be mechadish himself, but if he could say it over and kechazerayim, that's called shimush from the Chacham. There's a very interesting word from the Ben Yehoyada over here. Rove came to say that, you know why he died? Rami Bar Chama died because he wasn't mazmin l'dos. I mean, what happened to Rami Bar Chama? But the Ben Yehuda says, Amir v'kezach. There's a gemara in Baba Basra, that you base on the base, that Chizbe had two daughters. Rav Chizbe had a daughter. And he had a young daughter, and he had two talmidim, Rami Bar Chama and Rove. He asked the daughter, which one do you want to marry? And the daughter said, both. And Rove said, now be the last. That's a gemara in Baba Basra. So now when Rami Bar Chama died, so everyone's in the point of blame on Rava. Oh, that's pshat. That Rami Bar Chama died first because Rava said, I'll be the last one. So Rava said, it's not me. It's Rami Bar Chama's fault. How did he take it? No, it was take his fault. So the Nyakev they bring down because he didn't marry her right away. He was married a different wife. Much later, his wife died, so he married her. But I'll compone him so Rami Bar Chama could have had a riches yomim. So if he died now, don't blame it on me. It was Rami Bar Chama's fault because he wasn't mazmin that Menashe Bar Tachlita. Zogt Rashi. Rami Bar Chama lerotza letzalfoy leshloy shel ezimun. The mazmin mishamish, Rami Bar Chama de leidot, leibodak lishol midas Rav Menashe. Shloy not, yeah. Taisves, Omar Avuna halokhe kacherem, if he's not shimish tamidei chachamim, you're not a talmud chacham is not mazman with him. So even in onam bedagdekim, we're not bedagdek, or gilonu lezamin ba meiratzim, kedemrinu bechagige, kemam mekablin ahidne sadusam ha meiratzim, kemam krab yoisi, kedei shlei kol echad heilach aboy nebomer la'atzmai. That means if the meiratzim will be segregated, they'll make a whole new religion, is therefore to die, to be mevater on this, and to be mekabelated, and who then to be mezamelit.